Bob and Pam, what is it about a live auction? I don't have a scientific reason, but doesn't it seem like everyone enjoys watching the whole process? And in 2018, some of the world's best livestock auctioneers will be descending upon Southwest Wisconsin as the Livestock Marketing Association is teaming up with Bloomington Livestock Exchange to hold the World Livestock Auctioneering Championships. Cody Kirschbaum and his family own and operate Bloomington Livestock Exchange, and he's a prize-winning auctioneer himself. I asked Colonel Kirschbaum to tell us all about this exciting event coming to Wisconsin.
Oh boy, Brian, I'll tell you what, we sure are excited to have this. In the summer of 2018, we're going to host the LMA World Livestock Auctioneer Championship, which will be in June. It'll be the third week in June. And now I'll tell you what, Brian, this has been a long time. We've been trying to get this. The World Championship, it travels around to a different part of the country every year. And when this travels around, you have to go through a selection process, and you have to have a certain criteria. We've been trying to have it for a long time, and the reason we have wanted to have it is because we want to showcase the finest cattle in the country. I mean, we really do, right here in our backyard, have the finest product in all of the U.S., and we'd sure love to bring people from around the world to showcase that to them.
What is the process like? I mean, there's not this five people that say, hey, we'd like to host the event. It's quite the process, isn't it?
There's quite a bit of moving parts in this thing, and how it begins is you put your name in as a market. They in the Livestock Marketing Association world, they call them a market. So not to be confused, but the market, same thing as a sale barn. You put your name in, and they go through a process, and they go through and select them, and they null it down. It took us about 5 years. We had our name in the hat. And so they called us and said, hey guys, in 2018, we selected your barn. We're coming to Wisconsin. And, we said, tremendous, tremendous. And now we're starting the process of getting it all moving.
Why don't you tell us about that process? I mean, to have the world championships there, you're probably needing a few more calves around.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, actually, that right now, that's kind of the least of the concern, to be honest. And there's a lot of things that a guy doesn't think about, or a business doesn't think about, of the logistics of this thing. And we scale it back to day one. And right now, we have to, where they have the convention, it's a three-day event, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And to get people in town is a process alone. So people can fly into Dubuque, they can fly into Madison, Milwaukee. But like, say, Dubuque, for example, we have to have plenty of rental cars there, where they supply five, you know, normally. And now we're going to need like 50, and then hotel rooms. And so Dubuque at the Grand Harbor is where the convention will be. And that's where people will stay. And then obviously the contest will be at our sale barn, but then transportation from Dubuque, the hotel to the sale barn, we provide that. So we have to line up buses in that nature. So that's kind of the start of it. And that's where we're at.
How many participants are we expecting in the 2018 World Livestock Auctioneering Championship?
There will be 31. There'll be 31. There'll be 30 here from right in the U.S. And there'll be one. It'll be the Canadian Livestock Auctioneer Champion. And there'll be three qualifying events held every year, different locations of the country. And they're live sales at a sale barn. And what they do is the contestants go to these qualifiers, and they're called regional qualifiers. And out of that, there's anywhere between 25 and 45 contestants at the competition. At the end of the competition, they call the top 10, the judges, they round up the scores, and the top 10 contestants, they bought their ticket to the world. And out of those three, that makes the 10, 10, and 10 to give you 30, and then the one Canadian. So we'll have 31 gentlemen sitting in that seat there in June.
How does an auctioneer competition even work?
You get there, and you get yourself as calm and collected as you can before you sit in that seat. And the barn is plumb full of people, and the cattle are there, and the sale is ready to rock and roll. And in the background, you're sitting there waiting to sell, and you can hear the hum of the auctioneer. And that's always exciting just to hear it, whether it's you or another auctioneer, but you can hear it all day long. And you sit down in that seat for the first time, and they call your name, and you give a short introduction and say who you are, where you're from, and you thank your sponsors. Then you jump right in and you start selling cattle just like it's your own barn. But I'll tell you, the most important thing, Bryant, is when you go to a competition, you got to remember one thing. It's a live auction market. The producers are selling their cattle live for their livelihoods. And when we go to these contestants, whether it's me or any of the other people that I compete against, and they're my friends. I mean, they're all good people. We all know that we have to collect all the money because the people in the stands give us the opportunity to sit there and compete. Without them, we wouldn't be able to do that.
What is it about a live auction that people just gravitate towards? There's some people that just enjoy going to an auction just to watch.
They call it the chant. With any auctioneer, what the chant is, it's to entice excitement. It's to entice people to bid. It's to just keep it exciting. That fast-paced moment. You know, it's not the slow and in and out. It's just very, very fast, very high volume and kind of full speed ahead. And when people come, they really enjoy that, I think. And so that's what makes it exciting.
So once again, we're joined this morning by Colonel Cody Kirschbaum. What are auctioneers actually saying up there? I mean, I understand that we sell cattle or we sell livestock by the pound.
Yeah, good question. So it's going to be it's actually not mumbo jumbo like most think. You know, it's they're actually communication statements to and from the buyer and seller. And what you do is just say you have a dollar and you're asking for $1.01. In a mumbled kind of condensed version, I have a dollar. Would you bid $1.01? How about $1.02, etc.? And those little phrases eventually now they shorten dramatically, and that turns into that hum of the auctioneer that you can't pick it out what the words are. But the auctioneer, actually, that's how you learn to chant, is you use those fillers and phrases, and then those condense into your chant, and they're really actually words that we say.
Now, I understand you went to school to be an auctioneer, didn't you?
Tell you what, Brian, I practiced for about 3-4 months, and I decided I want to be an auctioneer. And our feeder cattle auctioneer retired 2 years ago in May. And so I sat there and practiced, and I said to my dad at the barn down there, I said, "Hey, I want to sell some weigh cows." And he said, "You think you can auctioneer?" And I said, "Yeah, I sure do." He said, "Get up there and sell some." So I did. And when you start selling, you think you can count and do all that easy stuff. And I'll tell you what, you got to go back to second grade because you can't. You go 70, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then you get to 5 and you're like, was I at 70, 60, 80, or 90? And then you say it's time for school. So that's where school came into play. Went to Billings. It's a great school out there. A lot of good folks. It's a 10-day school. What they compact in 10 days is amazing. Now, when you come out of that, it's morning into the night. You know, it's 7 a.m. till 8 p.m. And it's nonstop and it's good stuff. But they give you the tools, the foundation to become an auctioneer. When you walk out, you're not one yet, but they give you everything to succeed, and then it's up to you when you go home how you want to handle it.
So that auctioneer's got a lot of responsibility on his shoulders, and at the same time, he's got to look good doing it to impress those judges out there that are judging him at the finals.
Oh, absolutely. You know, the guys that sit in that seat, they know number one priority when they're there, I mean, it's amazing they make it. But when they're in that seat, they know number one priority is every person in the seat selling cattle that day is to collect all the money. And now at the competition, it's to help competitors and also to make it the most fair. They don't start their own cattle like they would normally at their barns that they sell at. Like when it comes to Bloomington, I'll set the cattle in for them. And the reason being, if they started them for themselves, they could give themselves, say if they started a steer at $1.30 and they're going to bring $1.80, they can give themselves a run that the next guy might not know the market as well, and it can make him look bad. So to keep it as fair as it can, you try to give everybody the same kind of run. That's kind of how it'll be at the competition that day.
Why have competitions like this? What is the goal of the LMA, and why do auctioneers get together and compete?
You know what? There's a lot to this competition, and competition, it's actually not the main priority here. The main priority is to, you know, really expand the livestock industry, the auction method of marketing, and how we sell people's cattle, how we market them. And the competition, what that does is, number one, it makes us better. It makes us better. It makes us stronger. It pushes us more back at our own business, at our own sale barn or market. When you go to a competition, you strive to get better. You strive to get better. And with that, when you're around others that are very, very strong in certain areas or every area, you want to be that way, you know. And at home, I mean, you push and push and push. But this, you make contacts around the whole U.S., around the world. People that you meet in day one, you might be lifelong contacts with forever. And it just brings everybody together and expands communication amongst the whole U.S. It's pretty amazing, actually.
2018 World Livestock Auctioneering Championships coming to Wisconsin. Why? Why does Bloomington Livestock want to be part of this?
I'll tell you what, Bryant. Around the country, there are so many amazing markets, so many big markets. I mean, cow-calf country, I mean, 16,000, 17,000 head markets. In our little corner of the world up here in the north, our product, our cattle, They stand up against anybody else's in Montana, South Dakota. And the guys that have got cattle up here, we send a lot of cattle west, a lot of cattle south, a lot of cattle east. And they want more Wisconsin cattle. I mean, the producers out there, it amazes me every Friday we sell. I mean, the quality, the condition just gets better and better every time. It's unreal what they do. So what we want to do is we want to take that for every person in this state that is involved in the livestock industry. And we want to showcase to everybody else what we have that people think. And they just think we're all about cheese or all about Packers or Brett Favre. But you know what? We're going to showcase them that day what Wisconsin's all about and the cattle industry. And I'll tell you what, we're sure excited about it because that's something we are very excited to show them, the cattle that we all have.
Cody told me while he's very excited about having special guests at his family market, that he's most excited to have the world's best auctioneers selling his friends and neighbors' cattle. Cody says the absolute best auctioneers get every last penny that the animals are worth. And that's the most important factor for his customers. Learn more about the 2018 World Livestock Auctioneering Championship at BloomingtonLivestockExchange.com. From the southern end of the world's longest barn here in Madison, I'm Bryant Gill.